T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are looking for suspects in the shooting of yet another young child on the South Side. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the update.
A 3-year-old girl is in critical condition after being shot in the upper chest by a passing vehicle near 70th and South Damon in Englewood. Chicago Police Chief of Operations Fred Waller said less than half an hour earlier, a 15-year-old was shot just a few blocks away.
We had a shooting at about 71st and Honoree that may be connected to this shooting, so we're looking at that also.
Chief Waller said this shouldn't be the new normal.
These are our babies being shot randomly, recklessly. People are just shooting recklessly without any regard for who they shoot.
A 10-year-old girl was shot and killed in Chicago over the weekend, and a 3-year-old boy was shot and killed the weekend before. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 33-year-old man is said to be in critical condition after he was stabbed in the chest during some type of altercation near the Red Line's North and Clyburn stop. This happened a little after 1 a.m. No word yet on any suspects. Like many other cities across the country, one western suburb is dealing with a major boom in fireworks complaints. Its mayor is fed up.
Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin says residents must do better.
Fireworks calls in Aurora to the Aurora Police Department are up 170% over the last month.
He says neighborhoods are suffering as fireworks are set off into the early morning hours.
We have reports of newborns and toddlers being startled awake only to cry and shake for hours afterwards. Can you imagine this being your child?
With the holiday weekend on the way, Irvin is urging Aurora to not call 911 with their complaints, but instead a city hotline. He's also reminding fireworks fanatics of the law.
Although legal to purchase across state lines, it could net you up to a year in prison and a $2,500 fine if you use them in Illinois.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A politically connected Chicago family is in a spat with the Park District over the private use of public land.
The Park District Inspector General Will Fletcher wrote in a report the family is, quote, apparently well connected. The report says the message the homeowner's hedgerow sends to anyone walking by is clear: the land is my property. The home on Interlake Shore Drive is owned by Michael Taden Jr. and his wife. His father was at the center of the hired truck scandal during the Daley administration, and Taden Jr. has contributed to his alderman, Tom Tunney, and Mayor Lightfoot. He told Block Club Chicago the 3,000 square feet of public land behind hedges he put in 5 years ago is not some kind of favor. He was granted access by the city. He said there's back and forth over this with the Park District every year, and it's always determined he's done nothing wrong. If it comes down to it, he said he would remove the hedge.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.